Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm Jeannie Rice, your co-host, and we also have Dr. Tim Hayes with us. We missed him yesterday. And today is Wednesday, March the 4th, 2015. We welcome you to the show. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1 and...
Well, we lost you, Jeannie. Are you there? Michael, are you there?
Well, I'm here. We just lost you the last few words.
Yep.
How are you, Dr. Tim?
I'm doing well, thanks. I was sitting in a dentist chair yesterday getting a clean bill of health.
Awesome. And, good for you.
It just took a lot longer than they had planned, so that's why I missed the show. I didn't get back to the office until 2, so.
Well, we're glad to hear it was a clean bill of health.
Yep.
Visit to the dentist, always nice words to hear.
Yeah, no cavities, and I impressed a dental hygienist with my frequent brushing and flossing techniques. The teeth were the star of the show.
There you go. Hey, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I learned from you a number of years ago in the Naturopathic Keys to Health lecture that if I do the brushing multiple times a day, I have a toothbrush in my car and at my home and in my office, and I just do the dry brushing or the, you know, just water brushing several times a day, I've given up that habit that I was raised with of putting Crest or Colgate toothpaste all over the toothbrush and scrubbing and without any fluoride and without any chlorine in my water and without any paraphernalia other than a brush and floss, it's working beautifully.
Awesome. Very cool. Well, and just to expand on that thought is when you recognize that, you know, of course, teeth can't get dirty. They're just teeth. They don't produce anything. And if we allow the mouth to fill up with garbage, which when you recognize that skin cells die off every 24 to 48 hours or so, of course, if something smells like something crawled up inside your mouth and died, it's because it did. And what's dying but those skin cells? And when you brush and clean all the surfaces of the mouth every day, you don't have to pay nearly as much attention to those shiny, pearly surfaces that take care of themselves. You clean out that which creates decay, the cells that are dying off on a regular basis, and there's no reason ever for morning mouth, and, you know, and no reason for chemicals. You know, we've been hooked on the chemical game. Of course, if you've got decay bacteria in your mouth and you take something, killed 99.999% of them, what did you just create but a food supply for the next round of decay bacteria? Why not just take the brush, clean the inside of the lips, the inside of the cheeks, the floor of the mouth, the roof of the mouth, the bottom of the tongue, the top of the tongue, and all the dead skin cells are gone. There's nothing to smell. If you've got, you know, unless, of course, you know, there are some people who have some underlying serious tooth problems that can create odors or digestive problems. But barring those, there's never any reason to add any chemical to your mouth to kill off anything. Just remove the skin cells that are dying on a regular basis, and your mouth's clean. That's an awesome piece of information to have, isn't it? Yeah, I had a friend that was a dentist in on the west coast of Florida, and every time I'd go to him, there was a special brush that we had called a blotting brush. Don't have those anymore, but every time I would go, he would gather everybody in the office and say, look at this. How does this happen? And he'd ask for his brush, but he never bought any to provide to his patients. And, it's known, just like a lot of things are known in the world, but they're not good for business, so don't tell anybody. But anyway, it's cool to have you back, sir. How'd the support group go?
It was delightful, as always. The Tuesday night group has been there and up and running for over 9 years now, so we had 11 people plus me in attendance. We watched the third hour of the four-hour Why Is This Happening to Me Again lecture, and we had a lot of stimulating conversation about different aspects of the forgiveness process, the reality management, the way we create what we're creating in our experience. And you were quoting a number of scientists in that lecture who were physicists and chemists who were saying, we know as scientists the world is infinitely connected. And so as I do my work and I clear out what doesn't belong in my energy system, I'm infinitely connected to my children. Even if they're already mature adults, I'm connected infinitely with my entire bloodline, and I'm connected with the ones that are yet to come. So when I do my work, I open an energetic pathway for others to accomplish the same thing much more easily. This stirred some interest in the group, and then we had somebody who said they really had to just give a testimonial about what had happened in the past week or two. They had gotten triggered so deeply that they pulled out a worksheet, and they did a worksheet and found a bit of relief, but they still had some upset. And it wasn't real intense, but because it had kept coming to mind, he knew he'd need to work on it. So he combined the reality management worksheet process with the faster EFT tapping, which simply has me tapping on several points on my face and body while saying words like, I release and let go. I cancel my need for. I allow this to move through me. It's safe to let it go. It's safe to just release this over and over and over again. And he found that when he combined that with what came out of the worksheet, he had an image come up when he asked for guidance in the worksheet process of himself at maybe five or six years old, presenting a gift to his mother, and he had made a spelling error in it, and she just made fun of his spelling error, and he was crushed as the 5 or 6 year old. And so as he was tapping on that, he identified he felt like he had a black knot, like a golf ball sized knot in his center, and he just kept tapping, releasing all the thoughts and beliefs around that until he finally realized, after multiple rounds of releasing and canceling goals and tapping, that in which he had felt like he was going to be sick to his stomach and have the dry heaves, but he said, I'm just going to keep doing this until this is done. When he stopped, he realized he'd been tapping and doing the worksheet process for 2 hours. And when he stopped, awesome. He felt completely different. And he had cleared energy on a set of beliefs about how he wasn't good enough, he couldn't please people, his creativity was bad, etc. So it was the beginning of our discussion where he shared that, and that rippled around the group with people making comments on what works for them and how it works, and people at different levels of willingness, and some saying, well, I could never tap for that long, and somebody else talking about how they're envious that he could go so deeply on his own because they were convinced that the issues that they've been struggling with in the past week or two were just too big for them to deal with on their own. And my support for her was to say she's doing a great job, and even if she can't or hasn't yet at this point been able to go right for the core issue that got triggered, you know, on her own with no support people around, the fact that she has done tapping most every day and done the mental version of the worksheet process, that she's now at a point where she can identify these things when they come up and know that she has to look inside to dismantle them, is a huge piece of work from where most of us start, where we're convinced that when I'm angry, it means you have to change. So it was a very powerful, very loving group, and it's once again my great pleasure to be able to be a part of it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we're going to get the chance on Sunday. We actually just added another event at UTC in Miami where we were presenting about 3 weeks ago, and we're going to go back and do another series. Well, this Sunday we're going to go down and do a support group. They're getting a support group underway, so we happen to be off this Sunday, so we're going to trottle on down there and support them in their support group meeting Sunday right after they finish their church service. So that's cool, and anybody wants to join us, we'll be at UTC on Sunday morning. Their service is at 10:30, and the support group will be right afterwards, so we'll be there. And then, of course, tomorrow we'll be in, Jeannie and I will be in jail tomorrow. Fortunately, we'll just be under controlled circumstances for a few hours to do some teaching, and so we're looking forward to that. I'm going to work with the men's population, and Jeannie's going to work with the women's population, so that'll be pretty awesome. We've got a couple of other folks who work in the jail who've volunteered to come along to hold space and be part of it. So that's developing into a nice community event. And
well,
of course,
speaking of community, I listened to the show from yesterday, and how many years has it been? eight years ago that I first ran into Lenar. And then
right.
Maybe 6 years ago when she came out and we were doing something in Elgin, and she brought friends out from the Chicago area. And so it is a heartwarming experience for me to see the years and connections that are made, and people, even if they're not calling in every day or, you know, texting and emailing every day, they're still having been influenced by the work and doing their own versions of the work and transforming their lives for the better. It was just, and it was a very nice testimonial from Michelle about how her experience at the airport was revealing to her how much work she's done and the benefits she's gained in her life from knowing it's all an inside job. And so it was very interesting, very, very interesting. And I appreciated the review about the lesson from the Course in Miracles about what is the world. And it's, you know, it brought to mind for me again what you've talked about a number of times, that here's the message that's coming from, you know, purely a genius energy somewhere, but it's coming through a filter. And the filter was this woman who was a professional psychologist in a very competitive academic setting who had her own life issues to filter through. And so it's not stated as succinctly and clearly as we might have it today. If Michael Rice with the knowledge from the Cabourist manuscript, and Dale Allen Hoffman with his research over the years, and if the team gets together and states the lesson from What is the World through a different filter, you'll get a whole different message, and it might be more easy to understand. And yet, with fear and hostility diffused, reading the course without the sense of I've got to figure this out, or I have to prove that my interpretation of it is right and somebody else's is wrong, it really does say fairly simply that it's the world I'm creating in my mind that's false. And when I do that, and there's any fear or hostility involved, then it completely distorts the perception. And if I simply dismantle that, there aren't really going to be words for what I experience, but it will be very different than the fear and hostility-based perception. And beyond that, I don't really need to do anything other than keep dismantling the hostility and fear, because what's available for me on the other side is well beyond the capacity of words to describe.
Yeah, I love how one of the ways the Course says it is, you need not seek for love. You need only seek, find, and release the barriers you've built within yourself against it. Once we let go of the garbage, the only thing left is going to be who we are. And Tim, I had the same thought when we heard Lenar's voice. You know, it's been since that last time we saw her with you in Chicago. And I turned to Jeannie. It's like, it's so cool that, you know, she's still doing it. She's out. She's actually living out in Arizona now. Her parents are out there, and they've been having some challenges. So she's been out there for a couple of years supporting them. But just so cool that, you know, every 6 months or year, we'll hear from Lenar, and she's doing her work, and she's passing it on to others, and it's just sweet to see it happen. It's heartwarming to have that kind of energy out in the world supporting us. It's so cool.
Yeah, it is. It's been a wonderful, wonderful experience for me to be introduced to this work and this team of people.
It is an awesome team, isn't it?
Yep. Truly
and
is.
And it's exciting to watch what Jeannie's doing. She's getting ready in about 2 weeks to do, she's been invited to do a conference. And I think they've got about 50 women that she's going to be working with for a couple of days. The UTC is talking about bringing in for the conference next year. She's got a 9-day healing the whole woman. You know, just watching her ignite what she's doing and take off with it. And I get to be the fly on the wall a lot of times when sometimes Jeannie doesn't even realize I'm listening. But she's talking to somebody at the tape table, and she just does this awesome original dissertation on, well, here's where your challenge is, and here's what you need to do about it. And it's just, you know, so cool to be able to sit back and just be part of hearing and watching that happen. It's pretty sweet. You're doing awesome work, Gene. And I guess she's not going to say anything. So
I wonder if she's back yet.
Well, I wonder.
Thank you anyway. I am back on. And
good.
We do have a hand up.
Well, let's say hello to our caller then.
It's area code 765. Is this Sunny?
Yes, this is Sunny.
Hey there, young lady. How are you?
Well, I have to agree. Yes, we do have an awesome, awesome community established within us. And I'd like to maybe, if I may, call upon anyone who would be willing to support me right now, Michael, in my efforts to, we may be in the early phases of me being able to start something of a support group for these teenagers here. I've had to do a lot of worksheets on what is happening with our youth, and maybe to just...
Can I interrupt you? Are you doing a lot of worksheets on what's happening with your youth or what's happening in your mind around what's happening with the youth?
Both. I have processed so many tears in the, and I've been on the edge of tears for 2 days, and the witness, just the observation of these children, every other, virtually all of them, that my and my daughter's little circle of friends alone are, and she meets, brings new people home all the time. These kids are ADD and taking medication. They are, you name it, depression in these children. And these kids are scared to death at 18, 17, and 18 years old looking toward graduation here. That they don't know, they're afraid of the world, you know, and they don't even know who they are from it. And then they're, it is just such an experience here to, I've invited these kids to gather here and communicate and get over their fears about God and religion and their anger and just their confusions. And then, I don't know if some part of me just, I really do have felt, had the sensation in my voice that I would just pray that any of my tears are vicarious and that those fewer tears these children have to know of their own, you know? And I'm just really looking at myself in this, Michael. My question is my sense of really being amply prepared enough. I know enough to extend myself, and I've taken vows as a minister to be that hand. But I would like to be more confident in this work and extending this to these children. They have to have something. They have to have tools. You could not be more correct.
So here's the key. You don't wait till you're prepared to do it. When you choose to do it, you'll be prepared. You'll be shown what to do. So you've got videos. You've got worksheets. You don't have to be an expert. You know, you're working with kids. Remember, you're working with kids who, at 3 years of age, they were shown 1,000 times over these buildings being crashed and people jumping out of windows. They're carrying a load from that age forward. They've heard conversations on the television set in their communities about terror and terrorism and the end of the world, blowing up of the world. And this has become something that has buried the awareness of who they are. When you can get them to walk through a worksheet and collapse all of that, even for a moment, they'll get a taste once again of who they are. As I just said from the Course in Miracles, you need not seek for love. You need only seek, find, and release the barriers you've built within yourself against it. I get from the tremor of your voice that you have several dumpster loads of tears from your own process of growing up in an insane world. And as you forgive and let those things go and breathe, you'll be prepared because you'll have firsthand experience of what it is to face and heal those things. And that's what will prepare you to open the space for these kids to realize that all of these things that they're traumatized by are simply energies that they hold within themselves, can let go of, and then what's left is who they are. These awesome human beings. And I understand the challenge.
Yeah, it's I think you know where I'm at, Michael. You know, and I think I've got across to them just subtly without really pulling, whipping the worksheet right out on them. They're getting the vocabulary a little more and the ability to at least open up and feel safe. And
you know, there's a simple short form of the worksheet on the website.
Okay.
You don't have to get into a tenth of all the conversation about the whole process. There's a simple, I think there's a four step on the website. Download it and just give these kids the experience of, I'm upset about this, blah, 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 whatever it is. The goal I hold in my mind is this. I choose to cancel my goal and invite love in. Just do that. And watch as they start to learn the power of canceling a goal and collapsing the output of their mind based on what they've accumulated from their experience in the world and from their genetics. Yes, the world is insane. If you listen to the conversations on the news, it's hopeless. And if we had to go out and put a worksheet in the hand of 7.5 billion people to get it to change, I would say, you know, I think I'm just going to pack it up, go find myself a quiet place to hang out and play until the world destroys itself. However, we have the words of a physicist who lived 2,000 years ago who told us the power of critical mass. He said, a little leavening leavens the whole loaf. I think we can be well assured he wasn't talking about bread. He was talking about us as human beings. That simple process, power those kids to collapse everything in them based in hostility or fear and experience themselves as love. They're going to be the ones that will change the world.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big, complex, difficult thing. It can be very simple and very straightforward. Once they start to get the power of that, fine, you can introduce more and more of the understanding. But just that simple is all it takes.
Thank you very, very much. I'll look for that. I think I have a fourth step. Has that ever been updated, or is it just the same as it was 6-8 years ago?
Well, if you go to the website and click on the bullseye, and then the second link down is all the forgiveness worksheets. If you click on that, there are the children's worksheets. There's the quick step worksheet. There's all of them right there in one place.
Okay. So I have not looked at the website itself in several months because I've changed phones and so on. So I'll look at that. I really do appreciate all of you.
Jump on it and go for it, and we hold the space. And, you know, you might pick, you know, remember that on the website, when you click the bullseye, the third link is a series of radio shows where we walk somebody through the whole forgiveness process. They're free MP3s on the website. There's one in particular, actually the first one in the list. For me, it's been one of the most powerful worksheets I've ever done with anyone. And it was a woman, I don't know if you remember it, a woman who's a medical doctor who had an event happening in her life that was current events with someone who had taken advantage of her over a piece of property and not handled the property properly. And as she started into the worksheet, she realized that she wasn't disturbed or upset by that at all, but she was able to drop back into a time when, because she had been working with a child with cancer and the child's cancer went away, the oncologist came after her and took away her medical license. And then she goes the next step and she realizes, as she taps in and really cancels the goal, she drops right into an issue with her dad that goes back to early childhood. It's one of the most powerful worksheets I've ever seen. Introduce them to that simple four step and just share this, you know, just try this process, watch what happens, and then set it up for them to listen to that MP3 and watch somebody work with the more complex worksheet and more complex issue. They'll get it.
That's the third link and the first
third link.
One
click the bullseye. First link is chapter 24 of the book. Second link is to all the worksheets. Third link is radio shows where we've walked people through the whole process. The first link in that series is the one that, to me, is the most impressive worksheet I've ever seen anybody do. And anybody who listens to it hears the change in her voice, the change in her energy, and you just watch her walk from pain and trauma to healing in an hour. Give them that four-step. Do a couple of worksheets with one or two of them. You know, as you've heard Dr. Tim talking about, take one person and walk them through the worksheet. Let everybody else do a similar worksheet. You know, you were talking last week about one of the young men in the community of kids that had committed suicide. So maybe take one of the kids who's got a lot of turmoil or pain about that and get them to do a worksheet and cancel their goal for their friend to still be alive. And have everybody, all of the kids, do that worksheet simultaneously. And just watch how the energy shifts. Inform them, you know, we're not going to handle all this. Is big stuff. We're not going to handle all this right here, right now, in this instant. But watch how we can shift the energy. And then, at an appropriate time, once it's kind of starting to anchor, then play that MP3 for them. And their wisdom. You know, one of the things that always amazes me with this work, you know, there are people who'll come to one Y workshop, and I won't hear from them for literally 20 years. And they'll start this litany of how their lives have changed because they took the worksheet and put it to work in their lives. It always amazes me how the inner wisdom of each individual gets it and does with it what it needs to do. Just create the space. And know that we'll be holding the space in the meantime.
God bless you. Thank you, everyone.
All right. You have a blessed one. Lots of love.
Uh-huh.
646-200-4169 is our calling number. We would love to hear your voice. If you are on the phone and you've got a question for us, if anything I said makes sense or doesn't make sense, or you need more understanding of it, push one. That'll put up a hand in the phone queue. And Jeannie's got a caller for us, I think.
We actually have two, and the first one is Michelle. Have you pulled over so that you can talk to us, Michelle?
Yes, I did.
Awesome.
Hi,
hey there, young lady.
Hi, Michael and Dr. Sim. So I'm in South Carolina today, and
awesome.
Dr. Tim actually set the stage for me to talk some more about the airport. I can't remember exactly what Marianne said. I texted her, but she hasn't texted me back, and it was something like the shift in recognizing where life is there to serve you in your process and basically just accepting everything that comes along. So I think it was about 18 months ago, my first laws of living, three quarters through, Michael, you introduced that whole concept of honoring your parents, right? And I pretty much started hyperventilating and went into a full-blown like breathing session because it was just too confronting for me and my beliefs at the time. And you really made a point about how critical that particular law was, and like there's no way around it. It's just what's so. And then teaching it for the year in prison, you know, reiterated it, and I've continued to do work, you know, privately, publicly, in groups and support group, like at every different level. So, the interesting thing about missing my flight yesterday was that because of that, and then there was a big snowstorm in Michigan, and the way the events unfolded of the day led to an opportunity for me to call my mom, and she talked to me for 2 hours for the first time in 9 years. And so
wow.
So it was...
Ooh, I joined with you in breathing.
Yeah. A pretty big piece of fruit ripened yesterday, and it was surreal, actually, because I don't know that I would have been able to imagine that sort of outcome as being even something that would be available, but more just sort of like sort of suffering through... had I not had the work, is just like what's so versus being empowered now to recognize that I do have, like, the direct ability to change the circumstances in my life. And the,
wow.
Dr. Shen mentioned, you've mentioned, you know, you're cleaning up the generation line because, you know, as we talk, like, if we never skip the beat and just, you know, prattled on about a variety of things, and she was telling me some stories about when I was 2 years old that I was finding fascinating because, you know, there's so much imprinting that goes on in that time, and so it was sort of some new information.
Right.
But it was pretty cool, and I just wanted to share my good fortune with the work. And Dr. Shim knows, remember when Jeannie and Michael went to Europe, like, about 15 months ago, and on Halloween I started doing a practice of honoring the mom, and, you know, actively, physically, in motion, and thought and deed, right? And then I had a huge breakdown, and Dr. Tim processed me on the radio, and it was a pretty profound day. But, you know, just been chuffing along, and here we go. So we're she invited me to meet with her for lunch, and when I get back from the Carolinas, she, you know, what was, like, she wanted to really basically meet this week, and, you know, then it became, well, what's the first available, and bring my sister who has Down syndrome, and, you know, she volunteered that she wants to work on our relationship. And I'm like, what?
Awesome.
So,
sweet.
I could really go for the bullseye and bring her down to Heartland.
There you go. There you go. That's certainly the possibility.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I wanted to share today.
Cool. Cool. Well, one of the first thoughts that comes to mind as you say that, and, you know, your early languaging, was the importance of that law. And a lot of people in the world resist and try to escape this idea of law because they've been mistaught that law is the rule of a superior. And when we talk about, when we teach laws of living, we're teaching people how to be in relationship with the eternal forces of the universe, so that in concert with his eternal forces, we produce results. So there are no laws to be obeyed. We're not talking about that. That's a concept of kings. That's not a concept that comes out of the Aramaic or out of the original teachings of Yeshua. And so when you talk about this being an important law, you know, the law is a recipe for producing a result. And this one about honoring father and mother says that thy days may be long upon the earth. It's how to produce the result of expanding your life force and your aliveness. And so it's clear when I think back to the first time we conversations and I watched how restricted your life force was in your throat and in your chest when you would talk about mom. And then I listened to it today, and it's clear that you have expanded greatly your life force in that arena. That's awesome. Nice work.
Thank you. What I find very amusing is that my younger brother lives at home with her. And as things were kind of unfolding yesterday, he wanted to make sure that I knew that I needed to be grateful to him for all his ability to be a liaison and a negotiate, and, you know, his efforts that went towards the reunification. he has no idea what I do and my personal spiritual work. And so I just thought it was so cute because he really believes that.
Well,
you know?
And it sounds like he's asking to be acknowledged. And from what you shared with me, perhaps that's something there's been a lack of in his life. So he's finding a way to ask for the support of acknowledgement and honoring who he is, which,
you know,
chances are he hasn't had a whole lot of that.
No, that's a great point, and I'm glad you said that, And actually, that's one of the things that my mom said yesterday about him, thinking about my dad really riding him hard and maybe not encouraging him the way that would have been more inspiring for him. And so I think that's a real important remark you just made. I'm going to take advantage of that. And because he has ultimately been, I call him Switzerland, because throughout this whole fiasco, he has been able to remain neutral and be able to, have a relationship with her and then one that's equally solid with me, whereas some other family members have, picked camps.
Right. So I support you when you see him, giving him all the presence of love and hugs and support you can to just really affirm who he is as that awesome spiritual being. And, you know, his mind uses the channels it's got, and it's this conversation that perhaps lifts him up on an ego level for himself, but you know, you can move to a higher place and just really embrace and support the truth of who he is instead of, you know, getting into the part of your mind that goes, well, I did this, and, you know, like letting go of that whole conversation and just be in space with him, and everybody gets to benefit from it.
That part's true as well. It will be easy to do because I know that he is feeling very inspired himself, because I think it really pained him to see the family dismantle after my father died. And so, you know, it's like now the band's back together and he's really excited. And I think he's happy and just feels relieved that, you know, maybe we could get back to the closeness that we used to share.
And who knows how much work he has done internally to open the
right.
space.
Oh, okay. And
the beauty of it is, it costs you absolutely nothing to fully acknowledge him and give him all the credit in the world. Doesn't cost you one iota of anything. In fact, as you give it to him, you'll receive it on a whole other level yourself.
Okay, so we talk about the energy going up and down the line. Does it branch out like sideways too to him?
Every direction.
Yes, yeah, so some Asian family and half of the other side of the world is getting healed right now.
Well, you know, there's an awesome line in the Course in Miracles that says two things: when you're healed, you are never healed alone, and millions yet unborn will benefit from the work you do.
Oh, yeah.
And each time, you know, there's another thought that comes in from the Course at this point is the Course speaks about there is no place so holy upon the earth, place where an ancient hatred becomes a present love. And who knows, this family healing might be the thing that opens the space for the ancient hatred that's being portrayed as ISIS or ISIL in the world, in Israel, to create a present love. Who knows? This might be the critical mass that opens it. We don't know.
Well, it's certainly motivation for anyone, whether, like you say, the next sip of green drink or the next worksheet or the next breathing session.
Exactly. Every factor. Very cool.
Thank you. Sam, you have any comments?
Well, just to echo what Michael was saying, that when any of us decide we're going to take credit for what Spirit has done in healing, whenever I get in that mode, I try to remind myself, not only did I not make myself, I don't even know when I was made. I can't even figure out how to digest the carrot I ate for lunch before the show started. So I don't take credit for healing that happens. I just revel in it.
Yay. Be the space. Be the space, and who knows when critical mass, and who knows how critical mass will happen. I was actually talking to Jeannie the other day. Oh, can you mute some buttons there, Jeannie? I was talking to Mitzi the other day, and you remember back last year, she created this video on YouTube about, you know, creating critical mass. And I invited her to go back and revitalize that and bring it forward on a more regular basis in the world. You know, she put it out there one time, and it was kind of just, you know, that was it. But she put a huge amount of work into it. And so who knows what each factor is that is going to shift. When you realize, as you had said, Dr. Tim, the focus on, you know, Einstein, if you think you're separate or separated from the rest of humanity, you're living in an optical delusion. Who knows where these shifts go and who it touches and how it touches and how far afield it goes? Who knows? If Yeshua is correct, a little leavening leavens the whole loaf. This may be the act. Remember that story at the end of the book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? About the hawk and the wild dove. Tell me the weight of a snowflake, said the wild dove, or said the hawk. Nothing more than nothing was the answer. In that case, the hawk said, I must tell you a marvelous story. I sat on the branch of a fir, and it began to snow. Not heavily, not a raging blizzard, but just like in a dream, without any violence. Since I had nothing better to do, I counted the snowflakes settling on the twigs and needles of my branch, and their number was 3,741,552. And when the next snowflake, nothing more than nothing, as you say, fell onto the branch broke off. Having shared his story, the hawk flew away. The dove, contemplating the story, and having been an expert on peace for so long, finally said with resolve, perhaps only one person's voice is missing for peace to come about in the world. And you just made a big difference, lady. Awesome.
That was my motorcycle, so I'm going to, thank you. Thank you so much. And I will, say goodbye for now and check on you again the next time we're got something to share.
All right. Have a blessed journey. Be safe.
Thank you.
Here in the Carolinas. Have fun. Give a hug to everybody.
Hello.
Marianne.
Okay. I will.
Bye-bye. I love it. You never know how far the ripples are going to go out into the pond.
Yep, it's just, that's one of the lessons that I just keep learning at deeper and deeper levels, that you never know. You're out there doing the next right loving thing. Who might be watching, who might be inspired, either directly or indirectly through the energy system. And I count my lucky stars on a regular basis for the loving parents I had and the energy space they created for the four of us in that family to go out in the world and have a positive impact. It's truly a blessing.
Yeah, for sure. And as you say that, you bring to mind the step 2A on the worksheet, which speaks about my willingness to become big enough as the presence of love to open the space for embracing everything from all of my generations, every insanity, every fear, every grief, every rage, every pain. Am I willing to get big enough to hold the space for that and remember who I am, the truth of who I am? It's just to have the understanding is monumental. Jeannie tells us we've got a caller.
I believe it's Rex, 517. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Well, hey there, good sir. How do you be? How are things in icy cold Lansing.
Much warmer today. The sun's shining. It was, I think it was pretty close to 30 degrees, and it was a pretty interesting weather day yesterday. We had just about everything. We had sleet and snow and rain and ice and pellets. So there was a combination, and so it was pretty interesting to watch that weather move through, and today is just a pretty mild, comfortable day outside and inside, for that matter. I
relief,
had a few
eh?
Comments. Yes, yeah, real nice. I appreciate you acknowledging my hand being raised there. I first, Michelle, what a wonderful experience she has shared with me last night via text, the information that she shared today. And just what a wonderful blessing to be a witness to healing and observing it happening. And it's interesting how the whole piece on acknowledgement came out. I really thought that was very powerful and so eloquently guided, you know, by you and your comment, Tim. And I had the thought as soon as Michelle had laughed a little bit or chuckled about her brother, you know, saying that, and then Michael, you responded by saying what you said is just right on target. It's quite often if I have a thought in me, and I've had this experience quite often, if I have a thought in me that I may not want to acknowledge them, whoever them might be in my experience, and I want to, because I think I'm the one that was moving that, and I was doing the effort and doing the work, and it was just kind of like, you know, okay, cool. But if I have that resistance or that hesitancy to do that, it's generally a direct reflection of my own experience of wanting to be acknowledged. And then when I have that moment of acknowledgement, that part of me that needed it and had set goals based on fear and lack and you know, confusion or whatever it was, I can see it in me and I can just let that go. And then all of a sudden I realize, because I didn't think I had it, when I got it, I didn't want to share it. And so that was what was...
As though it would diminish...
Go ahead.
As though it would diminish by sharing it.
Exactly. And that's the piece that I got for me, and that's what resonated in me a little bit, is the memory of that and recognizing how awesome it is to feel really content with my experience and being able to praise everyone around me for theirs and their input into it. And it's just a much different experience. I appreciated that piece for all of us, you know, and Michelle, you were talking, so it was sent to you, but she's been and continues to be a beautiful example of effort, focus, you know, doing the work, diligence. I mean, we spent a year and a half almost working together in the prison, and man, just the growth that we've all gone through as a result of that. And that leads into the conversation you had with Sunny, and I hope she's on the program still listening in. What I was hearing, and it was also resonating in me back in the day when I started about 28, well, it's been about 25 years, realistic 26 years, when I actually started offering the Y workshop and doing videos. And I would put the video in, and then I would sit down, and it was like watching it for the first time, and it was about the 15th or 18th time I'd exposed myself to it. And then I would do my best to facilitate a conversation about it, and I felt clumsy, and I thought I wasn't doing it good enough. And your comment to Sunny said, boy, the best time to start is just by starting, by doing it. And so just to reinforce Sunny is that, and all of us, you know, because it is important to just start, just step out and do it. And then in a moment, as we develop the skills, and this is something that's happened in me, and I think it happens in all teachers that get out in the world and start exposing and sharing the material, we learn how to process that energy as it surfaces in the moment. And Sunny, my input would be those feelings you're having of grief and sadness appear to be for the children, and that's admirable, but you won't know what their feelings really are and their experience really is until you remove that from yourself, about yourself. And Michael, you said that. I just wanted to reinforce that because that is so, so valuable, especially working with children. And the other piece is just to reiterate what you were saying as well, Michael, and that is the children are so open and hungry, and they may appear to be deeply shut down. And it's right. You're right. What you said is so true about the, you know, the terrorism and all the other things. But they're so open and ready. They're just looking for a model that would reflect love to them. And Sonny, if you can just in the moment be love, they'll see that and they'll feel it and they'll know it and they'll want whatever piece of information you can offer them because that's what they're hungry for. And so that was the input that I had, Michael and Tim and Jeannie, for the conversations that didn't happen today.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I had posted, you bring to mind a post to put on our Facebook page finally an accurate job description for every human life. And someone had posted a description that says, your job is not to judge. Your job is not to figure out if someone deserves something. Your job is to lift the fallen, to restore the broken, and to heal the hurting.
Beautiful.
That's it.
That's awesome.
And, you know, we haven't talked about anything you've got going on in the way of classes or workshops. Do you have anything scheduled that we can let people know about while we're talking?
Well, actually, I do. And before I do that, because I want to make sure I get this in, Mitzi, my sweetheart, and her mother, Mitzi took her mother to emergency because she was having such difficulty breathing. She was hardly able to get up. She's 79. We don't know what's going on, but it would be wonderful. She had asked, she was waiting and she was in the queue, but had to leave. But she asked me to request healing and loving, you know, prayers and energy to be sent towards June Montague. That's her mother, and to support her in breathing freely and, healing and, seeing her being, healthy. So I wanted to share
that. We hold the space.
Awesome. And yes, but as a matter of fact, I'm doing a talk for the first time in about 3 years at the Fellowship for Today. That's that's on the 29th of this month, and it's called The Director and the Servant. So I'm excited about that. It's a new talk that I feel inspired to share. And then I'm going to be doing a talk at the Coptic Center on the 12th of April, and the name of that, the topic that I'm going to be addressing in the talk is Just Let It Go. I'm excited about sharing that. And then I will be doing a workshop for the first time, this workshop. It's a new workshop for me. It's on the 18th, on Saturday, April 18th, and that's Vibrant Health and the Human Mind. So I'm excited about that as well. I'm developing a new workshop and putting that together, and it's going to have a whole bunch of different ideas and tools in it. I'm going to be touching on a number of different areas and regarding health and the human mind and how they relate. So I'll be touching on forgiveness and tapping and diet and, you know, a lot of different things, exercise, and just really putting together something that can be easily digested by the average person that can just come and garnish some benefits.
Awesome. We're running short of time. I want to make sure that we get your website in so people can get the details. Stone Point Branch of Life. People can pick up the flyers.
It's closed down right now. It's on construction. But anybody can email me if they like. If you want to give my email, that'd be fine. I can get the information.
Okay, go for it. We got about 10 seconds. Go for it.
It's Rex. It's the same name. Rex at StillPointBreathOfLife.com.
Cool. Send us the flyers and post them on Y again, too.
I will. Thank you so much, everyone. Blessings.
Okay, blessings. Lots of love. Bye-bye.